Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We're finally on to the third Halleluka following Ashrei, making our way through Psukei de Zimra, Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches 148. And tonight we'll share some words of introduction. It's one of the Kapitloch that people tend to fly through. It seems esoteric, it's ambiguous, we don't really understand it. It's not entirely accessible to us. But the Kapitel, in fact, is identified by our great rabbis as among the most important. We'll see, it's labeled by one, the Ikur Psukei de Zimra, the most essential or central part of all Psukei de Zimra that we recite. This Kapitel, Kuf Mem Ches, is made up of two parts. The first half, the first part, speaks about how the creations of the heavens, the heavenly spheres, the constellations, the star, and so on and so forth, they praise Hashem, they sing out the greatness of God. And the second half is the creation down here on earth, from the animal kingdom to nature, to human beings themselves, that we too acknowledge and see, we too identify and exalt Hashem. The two halves, beginning with what happens in the heavens and continuing down here. The Ibn Ezra, the beginning of this Kapitel, writes, Zeh mizmor nechbad ma'od, this is a very honorable, a very essential mizmor, v'yesh bo sodos amukim, there are deep secrets and mystery. It's a very, very lofty, a very, very holy Kapitel. V'yate hechel dabar al shnei olamos, we're talking about two different worlds, the intersection and the integration of two worlds, the world above, the heavenly world, the world of godliness, and this world, the world down here, the physical manifestation, the world of Gashmias. Ha'echad olam ha'elyon, v'hu olam ha'rachav ha'agadol. V'achar kach hizkir olam ha'shafal shukamah nekudim ha'chsheves ha'choshev ba'agula gedola. If you talk about a big circle of this world, our world down here where we live and operate, it feels so big, it feels so significant, it feels so consequential, but the truth is, it's a tiny dot. It's a passing blip. It's nothing. It's a gurnisht. The real world of eternity, of immortality, the real world of forever is the heavens, where the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is. We down here feel like next to nothing. And the Ibn Ezra says, our Kapitel, our Mizmor, which combines these two worlds, who share in common seeing Hashem, praising Hashem, thanking Hashem, feeling the presence of Hashem, is a very, very holy Yesh Bo Sodos Amukim. It's a very deep and holy mizmor. Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda writes that therefore a person should recite this Kapitel, the third Halleluka after Ashrei, with exceptional fervor, with special enthusiasm, Hislavos. He writes, it's Ikur Psukei Dezimra. Rashi on Shabbos, on Kuf Yud Ches, when he talks about being among those who finish the Hallel B'chol Yom. And he talks about Psukei de Zimra, the filling, according to many, the finishing Hallel B'chol Yom means Ashrei till the end of Sefer Tehillim. And in that succession of these Mizmorim, Rashi says, this one, that Halleluka, Halleluas Hashem and Hashemayim, Kuf Mem Ches, is the Ikur Psukei de Zimra, because it combines the upper and lower worlds. And who is commanding whom? Who's calling the shots? Who's dictating the terms? You'd think the world of eternity, of immortality, you'd think the heavens would tell us lowly creatures here on earth how to act and how to behave. But the Yisod V'Shor HaShavodah says it's exactly the opposite. And the entire Mizmor, David HaMelech is telling us that we're dictating to the heavens. We are commanding the heavens how to behave. The expression Halleluka is a lashon of tzivui, writes the Yisod V'Shor HaShavodah. We're being mitzaveh. We are commanding, we are demanding of the heavenly spheres how to behave. The Kutei Mu'aran, Rav Nachman writes, Mizeh roi la'adam lezor la'tfila b'kavanas alev. Me'achash ha'tfilaso kore l'chol ha'olamos, l'hal l'shabcha yizbarach. We're not just talking to one another, those who are in shul. This is not a tefillah, a mizmor that we're saying just to ourselves. When we think about this mizmor, we picture ourselves among the heavenly angels, the heavenly spheres, and we're telling them what to do. They listen to us. They respond to our charge and to our command. Rav Pinkus describes, when we say this mizmor, this third Halleluka, we should picture Halleluas Hashem and Hashemayim. Picture a stunning bright blue sky that's praising Hashem. Guests here, we have that in the winter. You look up and there's a blue sky. You see that beautiful, sparkling, stunning blue sky, and you say, Halleluas Hashem and Hashemayim, instead of that dark, dreary, gray, overcast, miserable, negative, pessimistic sky, You look up and you see it's a bright blue sky. There's nary a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful, cool breeze. And you say, wow, praise Hashem min Hashemayim. You continue, praise Hashem in the heights. So go even higher than the blue sky and picture outer space, the heavens. Praise Hashem, the angels, like you're watching, sitting among a multitude of the holy angels. Praise Hashem, Tzvakos, and His holy legions. We soar even higher to what Yechezkel HaNavi describes. We go to the massive, bright sun and the picture of the moon, the stars. When we say this, we are climbing a ladder, we're ascending higher and higher. And instead of our being passive, instead of our being secondary or complementing these heavenly spheres, we're telling them, we're being mitzaveh, we're commanding how to behave. Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who tells us that in this kapitel, in the third Halleluka, it's a description, in fact, of our mission and our mandate in all of our davening. It's a statement of our mentality whenever we begin to talk to and address Hashem. We'll talk about this a little bit later tonight when we discuss Hispodidus, the highest form of tefillah, the most genuine, authentic, personal conversation with Hashem. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, the instruction is, from where do we see ourselves when we're talking to God? Hallelujah es Hashem. How do we praise Him best, most accurately? Min Hashamayim, bimromim. When we ourselves are exalted, when we see ourselves not as a body that has a soul, but a soul that has a body, when we're living Shamayim lives, when we're living transcending the material, the physical, when we are triumphant, succeeding over our animal impulse and instinct, when we're living a life of Shamayim, when we're spiritual, craving, spiritually ambitious, spiritually aspirational people, when we live a life of Shamayim, that's how we praise Hashem most. When we're living immersed and saturated and marinated in this world, when we're defining ourselves by what we have and what we enjoy and by the pleasure of material things, then it's hard to see and praise Hashem. Hallelujah, Hashem, how do you praise Him best? Min HaShemayim, Bamromim. When we are above, when we're elevated, when we are transcendent, that is the mission statement. I'll end the introduction, one more comment. What's the reason? In the Mizmor halfway, when we talk about praising Hashem from above, when we talk about the elements, the creation down here on earth that praises Hashem from below, why are we giving two different reasons? Don't we share in common the same purpose? We praise Hashem because He is the source of all. He is in control of all. So this beautiful Sefer Aros HaTfila writes, there's a fundamental difference. And that's why the Mizmor goes in the order it does. First we talk about praising Hashem from above and only then from below, because which is a higher form of praise? Kihutzi vavinivra'u means that's why they were created. They don't have free will. They don't have free will. All of these creations are programmed, they're designed, they act, and they according exactly to what was demanded and commanded of them. But we down here, we live in a world of bechira. We have free will. And therefore, kinizgav shmo levado, the reason that we praise and thank and see and feel and connect with Hashem is not because it's how we're automatically designed and we lack any other choice. We have the free will to ignore or neglect Him. We choose because nizgav shmo levado, because of how elevated and true He is. And therefore, the more meaningful, the more authentic form of praise is the one that we offer over those that are above.